Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
Radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we are so excited that you have joined us this evening, because we all come together on Monday evening at this time to be able to give glory to our Most High God and to delve into the study of His Word inspired by the Holy Spirit. So we just thank God for everyone that has or was able to tune in and are able to tune in tonight. We like to begin our program by ushering in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise and then a prayer. And then we're going to turn the microphones over to our special guest minister tonight, and that is none other than Pastor Valencia Jackson of Lake Charles, Louisiana. This anointed and dynamic woman of God was going to bring to you a powerful message from the Lord, and we're looking forward to everything that God has placed within her to be able to share with us tonight. So grab your Bibles and pencils, paper, and whatever that you need, because I'm sure you're going to want to take note, hallelujah, to what the Spirit of God is saying to the masses. Before we get started, as I share, we're going to go to the mic and usher in the presence of God with a song of praise. And then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, who will be sharing with us in a time of prayer. We just give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory to let you know that no matter what you may be going through, praise God, be encouraged, because there is glory coming after this. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
After this
praise God. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to bring forth your holy word through this holy and mighty woman of God. Father, Lord,
yes,
Pastor
Lord.
Jackson, Lord Jesus, Lord. Praise
yes,
the Lord,
Lord
to bless your people, Lord. Pray fill with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill with your holy anointing and your holy power, Father, Lord, to encourage you, to strengthen us, Lord, to have a look forward to the things of God, Lord Jesus, Lord, to pray you bless our hearts on tonight, to increase our faith on tonight, Father, Lord. Let thine will be done, Lord. We believe we see the woman of God in this hour, Lord Jesus. Lord. Bless us to be a blessing to the masses, Lord. Let thine will be done. This day we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we have a woman of God in the house tonight that does not mind bringing forth the word, and that is none other than my sister in Christ, praise God, who is no stranger to the microphone of the Seasons of Purpose broadcast. And that is none other than Pastor Valencia Jackson of Lake Charles, Louisiana. We give God praise for her. We thank God for the anointing that's on her life as she reaches out to be able to share the word of God with the masses. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring to the microphone Pastor Valencia Jackson. We introduce her to some. And praise God, and she is a friend to all. So, Pastor Jackson, are you with us? Can you hear me tonight?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We thank God for you. Hello, how are you doing? And we give God all the praise.
Amen, amen. It's a joy to be here on the line with Seasons of Purpose broadcast on today. So I want to give thanks to Pastor and as well as to Pastor Jasper for the opportunity to give God praise on today.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And so my little piece is going to be tonight. It's going to be, it takes commitment to do the work of God.
Oh, yes. Amen.
To do the work of God. Matthew 5:10. Lord, we just thank you for the time. We ask you, oh God, you allow the ears to hear, allow us to apply your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 5:10 says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So we know that just
Amen.
Comes with the territory. There
right
is a song by Alton that says, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God, and he calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it I am a friend of God? True, that you are thinking of me, how you love me. It is amazing. I am a friend of God. And this
Amen.
Is just a little bit of that song. It says, I am a friend of God. John 15:15 through 16 says, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I call you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You are not chosen. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. What does it mean to be a friend? Friendship means loyalty. You will speak the truth even if it hurts, because you know that truly loves you and wants what is best for you. What does it mean to be a friend of God? It is from Christ that all human relationships are judged. It is when we have an intimate fellowship with Christ, a relationship with God. I can't breathe without you. I can't live without you. You are in love with God. You have a desire to do everything you can to make God happy with you. When you're in fellowship with Christ, we discern that we are to say what we are to say, what we are to do as an expression of our love and loyalty to him. God gives us the guidance that leads us into just causes and sacrificial obedience. We can be sure that he is with us. How many of you have ever been in trouble for some reason or another? Did you ever get, did you get in because of your ego? You know, our own personality, activity, our ego needs get us involved in tight places the Lord has not guided us to. In other words, we did what we wanted to do because we wanted to do it. We did not get God's approval before we did it. We just did it. I know what I'm talking about. We are backed up into a corner because of our actions. You can either say ouch or you can say amen.
All right.
Persecution for righteousness' sake is very different. It is the joining in the Lord of what he has, what he's doing, what he is battling against Satan and his legion of evil people and insidious institutions. Do you realize that persecution happens every day? Look at how immigrants and black Americans are being treated. Some immigrants, there was a time when the immigrants were afraid to go to regular worship services because of fear of being deported. We've seen that black Americans were being watched, tailed by sales clerks when they go into the stores, called out of their names for no reason. Persecution is a means to pursue. System, in other words, means to be systematically oppressed and harass a person. There are persecutions that are taking place in the world because of the word of God and because of who you believe in. Our life with God defines the marching orders of our daily life, which may result in persecution. We must realize that if we are a friend of God, fall back. Jesus knows what is ahead of us. He's already won the battle in the wilderness, confronted the establishment and the organized religion. He has already experienced rejection, betrayal, suffering, and the cross. Jesus knows what will happen in the future. Jesus knew and understood what it takes in commitment to do the work of God. We must understand that it takes commitment to do what God has called you to do. We must come to a point when we must move from, I want to do this, and to that point that says, Lord, what do you want? What is on your heart, Lord? Lord, amen. I will do what you want me to do. I will follow you. Not my will, God, but your will be done. So when the difficulty, when the hardships come, we can be sure of the Lord's intervention. Just as Abraham Lincoln said, he said, it's us. It's not so important whether the Lord is on our side, but we need to be sure that we are on the Lord's side. Then we can say with courage that the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord. The reality is through Christian history, the church has never been without persecution. I'm going to tell you a little story about this young person that I learned about. Her name was Perpetua. She lived in the year 202 A.D. She made a stand against all odds. She lived during a time of great persecution of Christians. During this time when the Church of Carthage was under a severe persecution, Fatimus of Severus had set forth an edict. He forbade all conversions to Judaism and Christianity. And he promised a stiff penalty to those who violated the act. But Perpetua, she was a new Christian. In other words, she had not even been baptized yet. Yet Perpetua was arrested and put in jail. Her father came to her sometimes trying to get her to recant. And she was from a well-off family, and her father was trying to get her to recant. She refused. And though she had just gotten married, she had a newborn son, and she said she would not recant. She said these words, I cannot be but what I am. That is a Christian. She was persecuted for her faith in Christ. But according to Westminster Dictionary, it means many forms of difficulties that come to the Christian church and to individuals as Christians because of their discipleship and their commitment to Christ. It takes commitment to do the work of God. So why, Pastor, is this story about Perpetua important? I'm glad you asked. Perpetua reminds us that what it means to be a Christian. To be a Christian, and I like to say now, a disciple of Christ, means that you're going to have to go through some sufferings. It is in the sufferings that I remember what Christ did for me on the cross. Now, perpetual thoughts and kind of what it means to be a Christian, despite family pressure, despite the governmental pressure that was the emperor, by reminding the church of the great cost of suffering for Christ. Christ died for what? Our salvation, because he loved us. Petra demonstrated what it means to die for Christ on earth, and that it is to gain the rewards of heaven. But Paul, he writes this in Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. There are many people paying the price with their life to be Christians today. I attended the 49th session, general session of the African Methodist Episcopal Church in their conference that they have every 4 years in Nashville, Tennessee. And I heard this presiding elder, her name was Sarah Padini, and she was sharing a story about three Christian martyrs. And these Christians was told not to spread the gospel, but they did anyway. And one day some soldiers came to their door in a certain village where they were staying and asked to speak to one of them. The first person went out immediately. Now, the story is, I'm going to tell you, it's a little graphic, but it makes the point. The next two persons came out, and the same thing happened. Now, Presiding Elder Sarah said, now, later on, because of what happened to those three people who were martyrs, later on there were churches that formed in that community. Because the people saw that what it meant to be a Christian, their lives were a witness, and their blood became the seed for the church. There, and with the church happened to be in Chennai, India, and in that particular area, there wasn't that many Christians there, but because of what happened to those three martyrs, and the blood of those three people became the seed for the church. At first, that church, that area only had like 50-some churches. But after that happened, there all of a sudden there sprung up over 150 churches because of those three persons who died, who gave their life because of their commitment to Christ. Just as Christ's blood became the seed of the Christian church, Perpetua and those three Christians reminds us to be a living examples of the gospel. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Paul is another person who was persecuted. He was unique in that he was once a persecutor, but after his conversion to Christ, he became the persecuted. He lived his life in hope and boldness. Romans 8:31 says, if God is on our side, who can be against us? So it doesn't matter what you find. You find yourself going through one thing after another, after another, after another. You got to see that God is on your side. Carl Wilson Baker said, courage is the fear that has already said its prayers. We must hear and do God's word. It's been a unique combination of hearing and doing, belief and action. Conviction and confrontation that has kept the Christians, kept us as disciples of Christ down through the years, down through the ages. Jesus called his disciples to action, to act upon his word. Disciples then turned around and either turned the world upside down or you can say right side up. The disciples heard and did the message of Christ. They did more than believe in love. They love. They did more than wring their hands over sin. They preached Christ crucified, alive, and powerful to save. They did more than comfort people. They communicated the gospel and were at their best examples. They didn't write books about spiritual healing. That they healed people. They did more than analyze and discourage the stats of the church, got membership. They got next to the sick and the suffering of the world and introduce people to Christ. They didn't just hold endless conference on social actions. They confronted the issues of the day. So should we confront the issues of the day, including whenever these restraints debilitated people, whether that's racism, ageism, sexism, terrorism, all those kind of things that can debilitate us. We must still take those on as a part of showing who Christ is in the world. The disciples didn't just talk about stuff. They were about it, and so should we. It takes commitment to do the work of Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Danette, Pastor Valenson, for that powerful word. It takes commitment, and what an encouraging reminder. It takes commitment to do the work of God. See, we know that as believers, God has called us to the answer his great commission, to go ye into all the world to preach and teach, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Well, guess what? You can't do that under your own power. You can't do that just having a desire to do the will of God, as Pastor Danette shared. You've got to make up in your mind that you are committed to your commitment. Oh, it takes a commitment to do what God has called for us to do. See, even in favorable as well as even unfavorable situations and circumstances. But we know that no matter what, if God has called us, whatever the task is, he is a good, good father. Oh, yes, he is. And because he's a good, good father, he will also bring the provision for whatever vision that he has given to us. So, yes, we thank God. Thank God for this word to remind us, because also, too, we live in a time and in a society where there are those, again, that will hate you. Oh, yes, they will, for the Spirit of the Lord and your commitment to the things of Christ. So it may not always be the easiest thing to walk before the Lord, to walk upright, to be able to do his will. But I declare and I tell you, if you have that commitment that Pastor Jackson shared with us tonight, you know who you are, that you know that you're a friend of God, that you're walking by faith, that you have a not my will, but thy will be done on the tip of your tongue. God will keep you, and he will carry you, and you will be able to successfully walk because of this Christian journey, because of your commitment to God. We just give God the praise. Pastor Jasper, you have some comments and words of encouragement for Pastor Danette. Then we're going to go ahead and open the lines up. We're talking tonight about that it takes commitment. Are you committed to do the work of God?
Amen. Thank God for the woman of God, Pastor Jackson. She broke it down. I mean,
she did.
Oh, my goodness. She broke it down, gave a full buffet of meal of God. Amen. A spiritual meal.
Amen.
To the hungry souls of Christ. Amen. Paul said, I'm fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded?
Huh.
Are you fully committed to the things of God, to the kingdom of God? Amen. Are you fully committed? Paul said, I'm fully persuaded. You know, maybe a shipwreck. Maybe our false brethren. Amen. Man, I was killed. Somebody strikes on his back for the things of Christ. Amen. Man of God, that he's been through a lot, and he was fully committed to the things of God. He wrote most of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle Paul wrote most of the New Testament. Amen.
Yes.
And he still went on and said, I finished my course. Amen. He completed his mission. He completed his assignment. Your assignment is not completed, saint. There's not more to do. The song that you say, I'll work until Jesus comes. But thank God for the woman of God. Say, are you fully committed for the things of God, for the work of God, for the work of Christ? Amen. And that's something that goes on time and time again. It doesn't stop. And Revelation said, this gospel, this everlasting gospel must be preached. Everlasting gospel. Amen. And like no other. Powerful gospel. Jesus Yeah, he precious blood for you and I, man. For the disciple, for the ambassadors of Christ, for the disciples today, the believers today, to continue to go forth in this thing. Amen. Continue to preach the word of God. Continue to be fully committed for the thing of God, fully devoted, committed, and fully faithful to the things of God, to the body of Christ. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And the woman of God, she broke it down so beautifully. Thank God for her. Amen. Are you fully committed to the things of Christ from day to day? Amen.
Yes.
God, they seek you first, the kingdom of God, and not your, but and his righteousness. And all these things in life should be added on to you. What do you need?
Amen.
God said all work together for the good, but are you fully committed and devoted? Amen. For the things of God. Amen. This is a good word.
Yeah.
Oh, take the seed. The Lord is good. It was a good word, thank you. Good word for a great woman of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Down. Good. It's good to know. Amen.
Are you fully committed?
Are you fully committed?
We're going to go ahead. Amen. Thank God.
Thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Jackson.
Yes. Thank God for you, Pastor Danette, Pastor
Gillespie. Great word.
Thank God. Great word. Great word. Are you fully committed? It takes commitment to do the work of God. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. And we ask the question, are you fully committed? Can you make a declaration of your commitment to the will of God and his purpose? Because, yes, it takes commitment to do the work of God. If you would like to share in this conversation tonight, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to hear from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Caller number 0400.
All right,
good
now.
Good evening, Mother Pat.
Mother Pat.
Praise God. Go right ahead, please.
Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for the message that came from my daughter. And when she was talking about being committed, several things ran across my mind, and one of the things is this. God called us. He chose us. He knew that we would be committed to him. And to be committed, you put down yourself, and you want to do what God says to do, to get out there and reach others, be that disciple to reach another disciple. And I love the part of New Season. As y'all embark, I got to say it again. There are going to be souls coming in, and the ministry will be there to heal and deliver and set the captives free. I promise you, by the word of God, you're going to see an increase. It's in my spirit, and I know that's God's will. So I'm not saying something off the top of my head. I'm only saying that as you all plan to see, God's going to send someone to do the watering, and he's going to cause the increase. So we thank God for that. Now, the other thing I want to say when she was talking about commitment, this is a little joke. When we get ready to eat breakfast, well, the chicken lay the eggs and just keep on moving. Well, we like bacon. That pig was committed. He gave his life. All right, that's the end of my joke.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. The joy of the Lord brings strength. Laughter is like medicine.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a guy like that, Mother. Yes. Say the pig, he was committed. He gave his life. All right.
Yes, he did.
Thank you so much for sharing that those words of encouragement and that wisdom and insight, Mother Pat. We just give God praise for you. Amen, amen. Caller number 3925. Caller number 3925.
Opie is on tonight, ladies, whether it's on your iPad, your phone, if you're old school like me, paper and pen.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello, go ahead. Call it 3925. We can hear you. Go right ahead.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. How are you, ladies and gentlemen, doing on this evening?
Good evening.
The Lord is good all the time. I am fully committed to serving my Father. with everything
Amen.
Within me. No matter what
yes.
it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what my bank account says, I am fully
All right.
committed
Yeah.
to serving
Amen.
My Father God.
Yeah.
The enemy is just funny. He got jokes because God said
mm-hmm.
he would never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes.
And he's a God that cannot lie. So
Amen.
No matter what we go through, that's just it. We've got to go through to get to the other side, to get to the promises that
Amen.
God has promised us. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, it's a process. So I
yes.
thank God for me being committed, for always being there for me, for always being there
Amen.
For my family, for
yes.
always
yes.
just having my back. Hallelujah.
All right.
Even when Praise with our God. Hard-headed selves, when we don't do what God has told us to do,
yes,
he's
yes,
still
yes.
here for us.
Amen.
So I'm fully committed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Sister. Amen. We thank
Amen.
God for you sharing that
yes.
declaration.
Thank you.
Yes, that's what it takes to be able to walk this Christian journey as full commitment to the things of God.
Amen.
We give God the praise. Are you fully committed tonight? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Caller number 4294. Thank you, Prophetess Cecile, for sharing that powerful word and that those words of encouragement. We thank God for you tonight. Also, to caller number 4294, Minister Gretchen Manley. In the house. Hallelujah. We thank God
Praise
for you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Bless you, Pastor Constance.
Amen.
God bless y'all
God
so
bless
much. I thank God
yes.
for y'all having this radio blog on Monday afternoon, Monday evening. It is just
Amen.
A blessing. The woman of God brought a powerful word that
yes.
has just charged
yes.
me this evening. I want to say thank
right,
you so much. It brings to my mind the old hymn, A Charge to Keep I Have, a God
right.
to glorify, a never-dying
yeah.
soul to save, and fit it
mm-hmm.
for the sky, to serve
right.
this present age, my calling to fulfill. Oh,
yeah.
made all my powers engaged to do my master's will. Hallelujah.
All right, yeah,
as I'm
on the
cusp of being ordained, and this weekend coming up, and with the pastors being ordained and taking that next level, I say, praise God Almighty. I take the
Amen.
Charge to keep and to glorify
yes.
that which God has for us
yes.
and for us to save souls. And like Mother said, many will come to know Jesus Christ because
Amen.
Of this ministry. And I thank you so much. That has just charged me. I'm just got my, just like a phone on the charger. I am ready to go. Ready to praise, ready to give, ready to love, and ready to serve. Thank you so much,
yes.
Pastor Valencia. Thank you so much, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa. You are a blessing
thank
to the kingdom,
you.
And I can't thank you enough. Greetings from Lake Charles, Louisiana. God bless y'all all.
Amen. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Greetings. We thank God for you as well. Praise God. Thank God for those
Amen.
Words
Praise
of
God.
Encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And hallelujah. We give God all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Is there another tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to hear from you. And if there is another, while we are waiting, I just want to comment on what Minister Gretchen alluded to. Oh, we are looking forward. If you haven't heard, newsflash, we've got a licensing and ordination service and a powerful time in the Lord that is forthcoming this weekend here in the Atlanta, Georgia area at the New Season Ministries Worship Center. Praise God. We are all coming together, our broadcast audience, along with our face-to-face audience under the eye power of our Most High God. We're coming together with great expectations of all that God is doing through New Season Ministries. Hallelujah. God has called those that will shall be ordained. Praise God. God is the one that brings forth the elevation. So praise God. We thank God for Minister Hilton Britt the second. We thank God for Minister Gretchen Manley. Minister Hilton Britt will be elevated to the position of elder. Hallelujah. Thank God. Minister Gretchen Manley will be elevated to the position of associate pastor. Hallelujah. And thank our mighty God. Pastor Jasper Whitehurst will be elevated and installed in the position of executive pastor. Hallelujah. And I humbly come before the Lord our God, thanking him to be installed as the senior pastor of New Season Ministries. Oh, we just give God praise, and we don't take these installations lightly. For we know that God is calling forth us to be able to go forth and carry out his work in this particular region. And we're excited. Oh, yes. And we're committed. And we're not backing down for any devil that might try to throw up any barriers in our way, because we know that the blood of Jesus Christ covers and keeps us and soaks us, seals us, as Mother Pat says. So we're excited, and we thank God that no weapon formed against, but that every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. So if you are in the Atlanta area this weekend, our installation service will be Saturday, August the 26th at 10 a.m. At the New Season Ministries Worship Center, and that address is 245 Atlanta Street, McDonough, Georgia, 30253. Come on out for a powerful time in the Lord as we join together under the governing of the Holy Spirit and usher in the presence of the Lord through this powerful service, as well as on Sunday also for our regular worship service and celebration, which will come forth on Sunday, August the 27th. And we are excited, as I shared, and we just give God all the praise and honor and glory. Pastor Jasper?
Yeah, thank God for that. Thank God for what he's working on, what he's doing. Amen. Are you fully committed to the work of Christ? Amen. Make sure you bring your dancing shoes. Amen. Bring your dancing shoes.
Yes. So
all dancing shoes are permitted. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Bring your dancing shoes, praise God.
Yes, hallelujah. Bring
joy
your
joy the Lord is my strength.
Yes,
joy the Lord is my strength.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
To the glory
yes,
of God.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
There will be glory.
Yes, Lord.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Because all restrictions are off.
Amen.
We're going to dance like David danced.
Amen.
Oh,
no.
Yes, we are. And give God all
amen.
The praise.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. We again, Pastor Danette, we thank God
amen.
For you. We give God all the praise. We thank him for that powerful word. You know, sometimes we just need, even as children of the
amen.
Most High God, we need encouragement, and we need to be reminded
amen.
Also, too, of the charge, as Minister Manley said, the charge to keep that we have, the God that we have to glorify. We have to be reminded, and then take, as we are reminded, then we do self-assessment, and we ask ourselves, am I fully committed to the things of God? Am I giving God my very best? Because, see, God is an excellent God, and he expects us to be able to carry out his will and his plan in excellence, not backing down. Not as, I think it was Pastor Danette, or it might have been Mother Pat that says, when you are fully committed to the things of God, you've got to put self aside. Hallelujah. You've got to put self aside. You've got to be able to know and to say, just as Mary said, be it unto me, Lord, according to your will, not my will, but according to your will. So we just thank God for the opportunity. And when you do that, know that God says, oh, there is a reward. Oh, eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Hallelujah. So we just give God all the praise and honor and glory tonight as we're getting ready, by the grace of God, to close out the broadcast. I'm going to ask, first of all, before we close out, and Pastor Danette, I'm going to ask you if you would prepare to close us out in prayer. But before we do, we never end the broadcast making the assumption that everyone on this line is saved. Because, see, the reason that New Season Ministries is here, the reason that we do these broadcasts is not just to come together and study God's word. That is, yes, what we do. But there's a purpose behind that, to share the word of God. It's so that we can extend the opportunity in Jesus Christ. You see, everything there, it doesn't have any matter to it if we don't recognize that Jesus Christ himself came to this earth and lived, died, and was resurrected for your sins and mine. And the only way that you can do the work of the Lord is first by receiving him as Lord and Savior, and then becoming empowered by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Well, how do you do that? I'm glad you asked. It's as simple as Romans 10:9-10 that tells us that if you but confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So all you have to do is say a simple childlike prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of my sins because I know that you came to this earth. I believe that with all my heart, and that you lived and that you died and that you were resurrected on the third day for my sins and the sins of this world. Now, Lord, I ask you if you would come into my heart and take charge of my life. Take over my life. And I promise you, I will live for you. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. We welcome you through the precious shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have also declared your commitment to the work of the Lord. Oh, yes, you have made a decision that is the greatest decision that you will ever make in your life. And then the Holy Scriptures tell us that if but one turns from a life of sin, giving their life to the Lord, then the angels of heaven begin to rejoice and throw a party on your behalf. So we welcome you. If you prayed that simple prayer and you meant it with all of your heart, then we welcome you, my brother or my sister, into the body of Christ. Amen. We give God all the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Angels rejoice.
Angels are rejoicing, and so are we on your behalf.
And don't you want your name written in the Lamb Book of Life? There's one book you want your name to be written in,
yeah,
Lamb Book of Life.
Yeah, you want your name in there.
Amen. Don't be left out.
Don't be left out.
Please, don't left behind.
Don't be left behind.
Amen.
God
give you opportunity by his grace and mercy. Give you opportunity now, today. Let you daily your day of
salvation.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, we thank God for everyone that tuned in tonight. We're going to go ahead, as I said, and close out the broadcast and ask Pastor Valencia Jackson
if she
would return back to the microphone and close us out in prayer. Pastor Valencia, do you hear us? Pastor Jackson, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. And we thank God for you again. And thank God for you sharing that powerful word to remind us of our need to be committed to the things of God. If you will go ahead, if you have any last comments, and then if you would go ahead and close us out, we would greatly appreciate it. And thank you so much.
Amen.
To God.
God bless. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. And to those persons who are going to be ordained on Saturday, Elder-elect Britt, Senior Pastor-elect Constance Whithurst, Executive Pastor-elect Jesper Whithurst, and Associate Pastor-elect Gretchen Manley. You're about to embark upon a part of God that you know that you're going to need everything that is within as you continue to commit yourself to the work of the Lord. And as ordination means that you're being set aside, set apart, that is sanctified for the work that God has already put upon you, that you are already walking into. So we're just going to pray for you all, because I know what is. I know what that means when you get ordained and the call, the mantle that you will carry, because your whole walk is going to be different. Watch out on Saturday. It's going to be a difference for what's going to happen, what you are getting ready to walk into. And so I want to share those words of encouragement about being committed to the work of God.
Yes.
Those things will direction and will cause you to even wonder, did I do the right thing? Is this what I'm supposed to do? But you always have to think, God, this is all about you. This is not about me. I'm going to be committed. No matter what happens, no matter what persecution comes, no matter what it is, I'm going to be committed to you, because I know that you will guide and direct my every single step, and that you will give me words of wisdom, whatever I need in the time that I need it. So let us pray.
Yes.
Precious, thank you today, oh God, for the people that I just mentioned, oh God, and every person that's on this line, oh God, those who are walking in their call now, oh God. We ask you, Father God, that you indeed be with them, that your Holy Spirit will rest. Rest upon them, oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would envelop them all in your peace, oh God. Lord, envelop them in your wisdom, oh God. Let them be able to walk in your wisdom, oh God. God, each and every single step, God. Lord, prepare your word for the people, oh God. Speak to the hearts, oh God. They hear you clear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, commitment. We thank you, oh God, for the faithfulness of your people today, God. We ask you now, Father, that you indeed cover them and cover all those who are on this line with the blood of Jesus. Lord, your angels encamp round about. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, you are the provider. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the peace. You are Jehovah Makedesh. You are the sanctifier. Lord, you are El Shaddai. You are God of more than enough. Lord, we thank you, that we can depend upon you for everything that concerns us. And so, God, I ask, I thank you, God, for the work that you are doing, God. We thank you, oh God, for the blessings and the blessings and the blessings that's going to come forth and a life that's going to be changed. Well, we thank you for it. We thank you for transformation and restoration, oh God, in Jesus' name. God, give you the glory for doing your work in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Again, Pastor Jackson, we give God the praise for you.
Yes.
Thank you for that powerful closing prayer.
Amen.
Thank you for everyone that took the time to tune in tonight. We pray that this message was a blessing and reminder to you to go forth and hold to your commitment. In glory, we love you. Have a wonderful week. And to God be all the glory. Thank you, and have a great night.
God bless.
God bless.
Let me hear the worshipers. heavy praise. It's to our God.
Care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.